Nick, thanks for joining us again from the wonderful Cineworld. Do you have space for a futon and a sleeping bag this May? Because I'm going to be taking residency at Cineworld. There's so much out there.
Oh, the lineup's amazing. Genuinely, I mean, I do actually have a sofa in my office, which I'm considering staying in, to be honest, at the moment. There is so much coming up in May that is amazing, and I'm quite glad to be able to kind of share it with you at the moment, to
well,
be fair.
First of all, thank you for bringing in such a massive bag of popcorn and all the wonderful popcorn goodies, including the chocolate and toffee-flavoured ones as well. We'll be devouring that later.
I very much guess you would be. I think, to be honest, it's the one that's synonymous with cinema, isn't it? Popcorn.
It is.
So I thought it'd be good for you guys to have a little bit of taste test, see what you like. I mean, personally, I am actually a toffee popcorn man, but I know majority of our guests are sweet popcorn.
Yeah. I'm a salty sweet guy, so I do like a bit of both.
The mixed is the way to go. I think if you're going to have that,
yeah.
It's a really good option there.
Brilliant. Right, enough of the confectionery talk. Let's talk movies. What are we starting off with?
So we're going to kick off with kind of what we're showing at the moment then and what we've been playing across there. So what's currently out today is Challengers.
Right, tell us more about this. I'm perplexed because I've seen the trailers, but you're left wondering, what have I just seen? What's it about?
Yeah, do you know what? It's one of those... I'm 50-50. As to whether I want to watch trailers or not, genuinely, to ruin things. But so, in essence, Zendaya, I mean, her kind of worth at the moment is up there. She's portraying everything. So, in essence, it's kind of the family element of how relationships work within the tennis circuit and how kind of her running her husband's business and kind of him playing, how that all works together. She's coaching, and it's how those relationships work together, how the training happens. Looks amazing. I mean, it's getting rave reviews in terms of things. And like I say, she's everywhere at the moment in terms of kind
Very
of fashion
so.
And everything.
Yeah. And so... It was rated 15, is that right?
It is, yes. So again...
Because of the kind of things that go off.
I think the trailer probably gives you a very different scenario. And obviously, there are a couple of scenes that have become quite kind of famous on the internet at the moment in terms of that. But no, to be honest, I mean, apart from that, the actual film is really, really clever at getting you into kind of that world. I think it kind of transports you not just into tennis. You can kind of see how difficult it would be to kind of work in any of those sporting industries together.
Okay.
And the kind of levels they're working at. So it's all about that background. Really exciting. And again, you get to see a bit of tennis in it. I mean, I can't do any of that
of
myself,
tennis.
But let's be honest. Sorry.
So, would you say it's for the hardened tennis fans, or is it just for those with an
do
open
you know
mind?
For everyone, I think it's probably better to say. I wouldn't say you necessarily have to know anything about tennis to watch it. So are you good?
Fair enough. What else have we got on the books that's out at the moment that people may have not seen?
So I'm hoping people have seen Godzilla Kong.
Do you know what? I want to go and see it again because I absolutely loved it. It's like the 1980s all over again. Amazing soundtrack. The characters in it are so colourful and imaginative, very funny. The whole job lot, and then of course you've got a massive fight scene at the end. Classic Godzilla fight scene amongst the skyscrapers. Just amazing.
I mean, you just sold it for me there, to be honest. I mean, you're absolutely right. So when I saw this, I was blown away. I mean, I loved the original kind of, again, the rebooted Godzilla kind of thing and Kong Skull Island. And I was always interested as to where they were going with it. But absolutely amazing. And those scenes, like you say, at the end, on the giant IMAX screen, seeing those guys together.
Amazing.
And obviously now they're potentially teaming up.
Yeah.
Not to give away too many spoilers,
no.
Again, absolutely brilliant to see that. And yeah, some of the characters are very colourful. Dan Stevens' character in there.
Just amazing.
Absolutely hilarious.
Yeah.
And a genuine watch. I love the way they've kind of transitioned the TV series on Apple into this. And they seem to have got the balance. So well done, Warner, on kind of bringing that together, to be honest.
Yeah. And I would say, I would go on a limb and say, feel-good movie. It's strangely enough, genuinely,
it is. And you do come out of it thinking, yeah, do you know what? I've really enjoyed that. And I'm feeling better about seeing a giant ape and a giant lizard fighting on a screen. So, yeah, definitely.
More films in just a sec.
101 Radio, your local station for York and North Yorkshire.
Back with Nick Bashford, the general manager from Cineworld in York. We've just been discussing the current films that are out at the moment that you may have missed. Is there any more films that you're still showing that people might want to catch up on?
Yeah, so I actually saw something called Abigail.
Yes, this is the vampire one, isn't it?
Yes, and do you know what? When I said earlier about not watching trailers to try and kind of not spoil it, that was a curveball to me. So it starts as a thriller, yeah. And genuinely thinking it's, oh, something's happening here, there's a kidnapping, what's going on, there's ransom. And yes, it descends into a lot of vampire. And it is not for the faint-hearted. No. Anyone who doesn't like gore, this is not your thing. But to be honest, I really liked it. Dan Stevens pops up again.
Again.
So he's in everything, but the cast was absolutely amazing this time. And yeah, genuinely, I really enjoyed it from start to finish. Now, I wouldn't say that I'm the biggest horror fan in the world,
yeah,
but I love my Scream, because again, those films that give you a bit more to think about, I absolutely love.
Yeah.
And again, this was definitely up there. And the twists and turns, yeah. Absolutely brilliant.
Fantastic. And also still running is Back to Black, Amy Winehouse.
So yeah, been really, really popular in all of our propositions, actually. So again, across into the VIP, into kind of ScreenX, in all of them. So again, you kind of know what the life is about, Amy Winehouse and everything in terms of that. But the portrayal on screen and the balance with the music, absolutely on point. So again, we've been kind of really, really happy with everything at the moment. We've had Bob Marley coming through.
Yeah.
We've had Amy Winehouse. I mean, I don't know what's going on next in terms of it, but absolutely
apparently
amazing.
Britney Spears is in the making with Sony Pictures. So,
do you know what? I think the thing is that it appeals to such a wide range of audience. And again, for all of your listeners, I think Back to Black and anything she's put out there, absolutely amazing.
Brilliant. Now, let's move forward in time, because May is going to be a very, very big month for movies. Some big blockbusters, and one of those touted around, we'll talk about right now, and we'll move on to the others in a few moments' time, but The Fall Guy is the first of those, first and foremost.
Absolutely. I mean, Ryan Gosling's his value at the moment is up there after Barbie, and his performance at the Oscars, everyone's after him. So in this one, he teams up with Emily Blunt, and he's a kind of a failed stuntman in terms of things, who has to take the lead on his own action movie and potential there.
Brilliant.
And it looks absolutely amazing. Now, I've been hearing about this for about 6 to 9 months, and the talk about it has been it's a combination of you've got your action in there, but it's hilarious again, and everything he seems to do at the moment, it's gold. So yeah, it's definitely one for everyone to be looking out on there.
I used to watch the original program when it was out?
No, actually, it's one of the ones I hadn't caught, but you know what?
Is that just me showing me age?
I'm saying nothing. I have heard of it, but I hadn't seen it. So.
Oh, dear.
I'm sorry.
Saturday nights, 5:30, ITV. Yeah, I was there with Lee Majors, Colt Seavers, and Howie, his sidekick as well. It was a very, very good, funny program. So I'm expecting big things from this. I really am.
I think you should with that. It looks really good.
If you've never been to Cineworld, by the way, please do. I mean, there's lots of different points of entertainment at Cineworld. So you've got the normal screens, which are great. I mean, they're big, they're spacious. You've also got ScreenX, where you're actually part of the movie. I went to go and see Godzilla in there. It was just great to be part of the movie. It really was. You got the IMAX, where that's the favourite, isn't it, at the moment? Everyone's
definitely
loving IMAX.
The big screen, I think it's because it is the biggest screen in York, in essence.
Yeah.
That's the one that everyone's kind of coming to see. I also watched Godzilla in ScreenX as well. And I very much enjoyed the fact that I was part of that giant scene of the monsters kind of hitting each other. So yeah, I think that's a really good attribute for us to have in terms of things. And it's nice to be able to kind of show those different aspects. So we've just actually run a film fest in the IMAX as well.
Cool.
So everyone was down watching things from Oppenheimer onwards. So yeah.
So other big movies during May, we've got Battle for the Planet of the Apes, which is coming out.
Looks massive. So that's definitely down my avenue on there.
Yeah.
So even from like the 60s, 70s classics, and they still are classics in my opinion, to the kind of 2000s, the new stuff and the 2010 stuff, this is kind of the evolution of that. So while Andy Serkis isn't necessarily back per se himself as Caesar,
yeah.
you've got a whole new set. It's Caesar's children and his descendants, and it's what's happened to that world since. Yeah. The cinematography looks amazing on it. Yes, I have seen the background. There are lots of people running around in the motion capture suits and stuff again. But yeah, it's interesting to see kind of where they're taking this because they're looking at potentially another trilogy or bringing something forward with this. And they're talking about TV as well.
Wow.
So linking it all in. But it looks absolutely amazing, and the word kind of with us is that it is looking really good.
We'll move on to some more May movies in just a moment.
Y01 Radio, your local station for York and North Yorkshire.
Back with Nick Bashford from Cineworld, the general manager at Cineworld in York. What other big ones have you got coming May? And we'll have a bit of a wash-up as well because we've got some other releases heading your way. Anniversary releases, aren't they?
Absolutely, yeah. I don't want to take too much away from it, but Star Wars is coming.
It is. Back again. Episode one.
Do you know what? Yeah, I mean, do you know what? I'm a huge Star Wars fan. So for me, we're actually playing Star Wars Episode 1 and the prequels because it's 25 years. I mean, where that has gone, I have no idea.
I know. I remember seeing it first time when I first came to York back in 1997. Time flies.
It does. On the big screen is where Star Wars should be. I mean, don't get me wrong. I think Lucasfilm has got the TV series Mandalorian. It's absolutely amazing. Ahsoka, all of what they've done has been brilliant. But for me, it brings it into that big screen. So seeing, we actually opened at Cineworld York with Rise of Skywalker.
You did indeed, yes. So I've seen it as well.
Yeah. No, I think that for me, and to bring this back, I mean, I know episode one was very much known for three things pretty much in terms of it. Jar Jar Binks, pod racing, and then potentially the music. That
it's
soundtrack.
A very good soundtrack. Very good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a Spurs fan for my sins, and they play the Duel of Fates every time that Spurs come out. So,
sorry to hear that.
I know. I think I'm sorry too for all the fans. But yeah, no, for me, I think that it makes the music just makes the film, and to see it back on the big screen, that's going to be amazing. And I love everything that they've brought from it. So you've got obviously Darth Maul again. To see it back for a week's run is going to be brilliant.
Yeah. Also, Furiosa, the Mad Max story, is out towards the end of May. Now, this is not, it's not got Mad Max in it, has it?
No. So it's in the world. It's actually beforehand. So they're setting it before. So you've not got the, well, I'll be honest, you've got everything in terms of the car scenes, the chases, the crazy action that you got in the original one in Fury Road, but it's kind of the story of where they got to there. So Chris Hemsworth and Anya Taylor-Joy are appearing as the kind of leads in this one, and Furiosa is played by Charlize Theron in the first one. Yeah. This is her story and how she got there. So it's kind of almost that setup to a new kind of world, and obviously post-apocalyptic and everything in there. But from what I hear, Chris Hemsworth is hilarious.
Really?
They've said his character is so over the top, but so brilliant in it that it's gonna blow audiences away. And that's the half term at the end of the month. So
looking forward to it already.
Well, you've got two actually. So you've got Furiosa for slightly older audience, and you've got Garfield.
Yes, Garfield make a return. Is this Chris Pratt that's playing Garfield? Strange that Chris Pratt should be doing voices for everything on planet Earth.
I mean, he's all over it at the moment, isn't he? Let's be honest, he is literally there. But yes, he is Garfield. And this time we've got the addition of a new character, actually, that comes into the play, which is Garfield's dad. Character named Vic, and is voiced by Samuel L. Jackson.
Wow.
I mean, I did question whether it was a kid's film to start with, but no. do you know what? I've seen quite a bit of the footage of this, and it looks hilarious. It does have a lot of chase scenes, actually. So it's not perhaps your Mad Max in terms of that. But again, finding their feet, train rides, a lot of lasagna as well because it's Garfield. But it looks amazing for kids. Genuinely, I'll be taking my two little ones along. But it's kind of their story of how him and his estranged father bond and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Fantastic. Lovely. Anything else before we brush up and take this to the seat of the cinema?
Well, the only last one that I'm really excited about is If.
Of course, Ryan Reynolds and all those imaginary characters, yeah.
Absolutely. Do you know what? I first saw this last year in some of the concept art that we get to see, and I didn't really know what to make of it, if I'm honest. I mean, anything Ryan Reynolds touches at the moment turns to gold, so you should expect that. But for me, it's the story of a little girl who starts seeing the imaginary friends, or ifs, of other people who've discarded them and grown up.
Wow.
And Steve Carell plays her imagined friend, or one of the big ones, called Blue. And it's directed by John Krasinski. So the Office kind of links are all in there.
Brilliant stuff.
Absolute hilarious seeing all of the kind of weird and wacky imaginary friends that anyone could have. Really brilliant. And it appeals to such a wide range as well, because for parents, you'll see quite a few different imaginary friends and you're like, yeah, that's from my generation. That's your 90s, your 2000s ones there. But all the way through. And just seeing that relationship kind of between Ryan and, again, the girl, absolutely amazing in terms of it. So it is definitely one to watch in there.
We are going to be spending our entire life at Cineworld during May. And Nick, thank you so much indeed for coming to the studios today. And we'll, of course, meet you next time. And you can find Cineworld, if you don't know where Cineworld is, you can find it at the Vanguard Centre, just around at the top end of, just around the corner from Monk's Cross.
Absolutely. Well, we look forward to welcoming you all there.